Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for September 26, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous newsletter edition, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Today, Cboe Global Markets and S&P Dow Jones indices are launching the Cboe S&P 500 Dispersion Index, jointly developed by Cboe Labs, the company's innovation arm, and S&P DJI. Cboe says this new index is the latest addition to Cboe's volatility index suite and aims to provide deeper insights into U.S. equity market volatility. What I'm wondering is, what is the nickname for the dispersion index? My guess is the dispersion gauge. Something like Disper would be more fun, or even DG. Today, Acuity.io published a new study in partnership with Trading Technologies titled European Attitudes to Trading in APAC. You can download the study with a link in today's newsletter. Acuity issued a press release about the study titled European Trading Firms Set to Expand Derivatives Trading in APAC. On Thursday, JLN will be publishing an interview I conducted with former Trumid and Cboe executive Brian Harkins, who will update us about the Wall Street Rides Far organization, which is now just Rides Far. That name change and more is part of the interview. Don't forget to reach out to schedule an interview with John Lothian News at FIA's Expo, where our video team and podcasting team will be set up to conduct interviews. Also, FIA yesterday sent out a reminder to use the Expo app, which includes the agenda for Expo as well as the whole attendee list. It's a great tool for seeing who is going to be there and scheduling your meetings. What does work from home cost? Well, for Meta, the owner of Facebook, it costs £149 million to break its lease at a major London office. That is the equivalent to 7 years of rent, The Telegraph reported. The Wall Street Journal has a new 7-week email series, Seven Financial Crimes That Rocked the U.S. Now you can, quote, relive some of the most scandalous corporate misdeeds of the past 100 plus years, unquote, the journal says. Are you willing to be bad at something? The actor Ryan Reynolds says you can't be good at something unless you are willing to be bad, which is a lesson in risk-taking for all of us. Benzinga has a story about how Reynolds has sold two companies for nearly $2 billion in less than 4 years. So maybe he is worth the listen. Simon Sinek, the author of one of my favorite TED Talks, has a new one about what he learned in college. There's a link in today's newsletter for it. My wife likes to call my daughter, who is very busy between holding a full-time job and going to school full-time. I prefer to text her to see if she's available for a call. The new phone call etiquette is my style: text first and never leave a voicemail. There are several rules depending on your relationship with the person. The Washington Post has a story detailing the new etiquette titled "The New Phone Call Etiquette: Text First and Never Leave a Voicemail." The International Energy Agency has updated its net zero roadmap. The report found that record growth in clean energy technologies is making it impossible to drive greenhouse gas emissions to net zero and limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius, but greater momentum and deeper commitments are needed. The IEA's 2021 report was groundbreaking and has served as a benchmark for policymakers, industry, the financial sector, and civil society. Learn more and download the report with the link in today's newsletter. See the links to news coverage in our ESG section. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were: traders get fast-tracked options in volatile IPO markets, from Bloomberg. Zero-day options now account for 50% of S&P options volumes, from the Financial Times. And Wall Street exchanges shorten options trading wait period for new listings, from investing.com. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a sponsored content entry from our friends at JPX. Navigating uncertainty, JPX launches new derivatives amid global challenges. In a year shadowed by the Ukraine conflict, soaring inflation, environmental and geopolitical crises, Japan Exchange Group, JPX, is fortifying its offerings with new derivatives products. This strategic move coincides with the 35th anniversary of equity index futures trading in Japan, spotlighting the Nikkei 225 and TOPIX indices as enduring financial tools. This milestone anniversary underscores the resilience of JPX's flagship products, which continue to offer investors risk hedging opportunities amid geopolitical and economic volatility. Nikkei 225 Micro Futures Inflation Hedge. While the Nikkei 225 soars to new decade highs, JPX's newly launched Nikkei 225 Micro Futures cater to individual investors, offering a cost-effective way to navigate inflation and market volatility. The micronized contracts provide an accessible and affordable hedge against global economic unpredictability. Nikkei 225 Mini Options, Geopolitical Risk Management. With geopolitical tensions in mind, JPX has introduced Nikkei 225 Mini Options. These instruments open risk management strategies to a broader audience, offering adaptability in a swiftly changing global landscape. 3-month TONA Futures, addressing rate uncertainty. JPX's 3-month TONA futures assist institutions in managing liquidity during an unstable interest rate environment. As TONA emerges as a key rate benchmark, these futures serve as a strategic tool for financial adaptability. The offering completes the already robust JGB futures and vibrant JSCC IRS markets. Cross-margin efficiencies across the whole fixed income playbook are available through the JSCC clearinghouse. Future-proofing and ESG. JPX is also preparing to implement value-at-risk VAR clearing in November 2023, offering a best-in-class margining methodology to further unleash portfolio efficiencies for market participants. To deliver our part to global ESG concerns, JPX has launched a carbon credit market under the TSE brand. This offering will complement the already actively trading TOCOM power market in the future. These anticipatory measures ensure JPX stays aligned with global sustainability initiatives. These product launches, along with the upcoming VAR clearing system, cement JPX's role as a resilient, forward-thinking player in the global financial landscape and to further stride to remain your exchange of choice. The author is Matthias Reitig, Senior Officer of OSE. You can contact the Osaka Exchange, Tokyo Commodity Exchange, Derivatives Business Development at OSE-DMG@jpx.co.jp. Here's a press release from the CFTC. CFTC announces technology and fraud virtual event to explore social media investment fraud and AI. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission's Office of Customer Education and Outreach, OCEO, and Office of Technology Innovation, OTI, today announced Technology and Fraud, Stopping Scams in a Digital World, a virtual event on Wednesday, October 4th, as part of World Investor Week, October 2nd to 9th. The week is a global effort to raise awareness about the importance of investor education and protection. Registration is now open for the event. Financial educators, innovators, regulators, and anyone with interest in these issues are encouraged to register to hear discussions from experts on two panels discussing social media-driven investment fraud and the role artificial intelligence may play in accelerating online fraud. Registration for Technology and Fraud, Stopping Scams in a Digital World is free and open to the public. The panels begin at noon Eastern Daylight Time, Wednesday, October 4th. There's a link in today's newsletter to register. My comment: this might be the most important event the CFTC's Office of Customer Education and Outreach, OCEO, and Office of Technology Innovation have ever held. It is not one to miss. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline: Ken Griffin joins Paul Marshall's bid for Telegraph Group. Hedge fund founders in consortium seeking to buy UK media organization at auction expected within weeks. Ken Griffin, founder of Citadel Hedge Fund, has joined a consortium of investors led by Sir Paul Marshall to prepare a bid for the Telegraph Group, according to people familiar with the situation. Marshall, co-founder of London-based hedge fund Marshall Wace, is gearing up to bid for the UK news company through his Unheard Ventures media group ahead of an auction that is expected to begin in the next few weeks. My comment: I am sure the journalists at the Telegraph are wondering if they should start to look for apartments and condos in Miami if Ken Griffin ends up as one of the owners of the Telegraph Group. Here's a sponsored content from our friends at The Full FX. The Full FX at FIA Expo on Wednesday, October 3rd, takes place at the Sheraton Grand Riverwalk in Chicago on the sidelines of FIA Expo. We have a full day of discussion lined up, including fireside chats, panels, one-on-one interviews, and, to close things out, the chat show. For FX's sake, join us for a full day of lively debate with speakers from leading buy and sell side institutions, as well as innovative technology providers. We will be talking FX liquidity and execution, the evolution of FX swaps, how the post-trade evolution is looping back to the front office, or how close or not we are to the genuine institutionalization of crypto markets. With sustained volatility, a return to FX markets and regulation changing the way we have to think about our business, there is no better way to keep up with the latest trends than coming to the Full FX at FIA Expo to meet with your peers, your clients, and hear from industry leaders as we drive thought leadership to help the FX industry evolve and succeed. View the agenda and sign up with a link in the newsletter for the Full FX sessions. Please note that the registration for the Full FX does not grant admission to FIA Expo. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was Bloomberg's This Fall's 10 Most Anticipated New Books to Put on Your List. I'm looking forward to reading Zadie Smith's latest. Second was the CFTC's notice. CFTC disapproves Kalshi X LLC's congressional control contracts. Kalshi was our Markets Wiki page of the day on Monday. Third was the SEC release. SEC charges Citadel Securities for violating order making requirements of short sale regulations. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is a Bloomberg opinion piece. The headline: high-frequency traders want low-frequency radio waves. A group of high-frequency traders, market makers, and service providers calling themselves the Shortwave Modernization Coalition has asked the Federal Communications Commission for access to the shortwave band of the radio spectrum, seeking to shave crucial milliseconds off the transmission of data between major financial sectors. The second story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline: the world's biggest crypto firm is melting down. Every battle is a do-or-die situation, Binance co-founder Yi-He writes. After FTX crash, the world of crypto seemed to belong to the largest exchange, Binance. Less than a year later, Binance is the one in distress. Under threat of enforcement actions by U.S. agencies, Binance's empire is quaking. Over the past 3 months, more than a dozen senior executives have left, and the exchange has laid off at least 1,500 employees this year to cut costs and prepare for a decline in business. And while Binance still looms large in crypto, its dominance is dwindling. And then here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline: Wall Street's need for speed in stocks is reshaping the FX world. Looming move to T+1 equity settlement causes currency headache. Foreign investors will have a day less to find cash for trades. A looming shift in the way U.S. equity trades are settled is sending unintended shockwaves through the $7.5 trillion a day global market for foreign exchange. At major financial institutions, including banks, brokers, and investment houses, currency desks are preparing for the world's biggest stock market to half the time it takes to settle equity transactions to just one day. That switch, due in May next year, will put U.S. stocks out of step with the world of foreign exchange, where trades typically take 2 days to complete. It means many overseas institutions trying to buy American assets will need to secure dollars in advance to ensure they can make settlement or face a desperate scramble to find the cash in time. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.